let's get started.
Okay. Kara, basically, until now, what we've been learning about is what we've seen so far is we spoke about symptom, we spoke about the purpose of creation, how it's to create a Dir B'Tachtonim, to create a dwelling place for Hashem in this world. Last time we spoke about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and the difference between the emphasis of this world versus the world to come. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to build a building here. We're trying to build, once again, the fundamentals, the foundations. And one of the most fundamental and foundational concepts in the Chassidus is this concept of Dveikus. What does Dveikus mean? What does it mean to cling to Hashem? What are the Mekoros that speak about Dveikus? And how do we attain Dveikus? Not only how do we attain Dveikus, but the more important question, which we're going to discuss today, is how does this concept of Dveikus fit into everything else that we've been learning about? How does it fit into the picture of creating a dwelling place for Hashem in this world? In order to really speak about this educated way, I think that it's important that we take a step back first. And we understand the makeup or the biology of a Jewish soul, and I think that it's important to do this because without understanding the tools that we're working with, using those tools is going to be insignificant. If I don't know to call a hammer, or what a hammer does, and what a screwdriver does, and what I have in my toolbox, so then all of my action, all of my banging, and all of the different things are not going to fix whatever I'm going to look to fix for. So in the picture of Dir B'Tachtonim, in creating a dwelling place for Hashem in this world, the same is true. So we have to understand what's going on inside, and then we can start developing what is this Dveikus thing, and how do my tools apply, and how can I apply my tools to this concept of Dveikus. So we're going to start with two very fundamental pieces in Sefer HaTanya, where the Alter Rebbe speaks about dividing up the human soul into two different categories, two different nefashos. Right? This is one of the most foundational teachings in Chassidus. So let's take a look. The first source, in the beginning of the end of chapter Aleph in Perek Aleph in Tanya. So he says, Achbir ha'inyim. So let's try to understand these questions that the Alter Rebbe asked in the beginning of Tanya. How is a person supposed to perceive themselves? So the Alter Rebbe says the following: Al pi ma shekasav Rav Chaim Vital b'Shara Kedusha. This is based upon the writings of the student of the Arizal. D'lechol ish Yisrael, echad tzadik ve'echad rasha yesh shtei neshamos. In every single Jew, a Jew is compiled of two nefashos. V'neshamos. Like the Pasuk says that Hashem created neshamos and not just one neshama. So when we're starting to think about our neshama, the Alter Rebbe is going to say that there's shtei nefashos. There's two nefashos that compile this thing that we call the neshama. And the first nefesh that the Alter Rebbe speaks about is the nefesh achat mitzad haklipa v'sitra achat. This concept that we have a nefesh, which the Alter Rebbe calls the animalistic soul, the nefesh of Bahamas. What that animalistic soul is our biological source, It's the soul that tells us to wake up in the morning. It's the soul that motivates us to live. It's the soul that motivates us to feel. It's the soul that motivates us to eat, to drink. It's in other words, it's our instincts, our human instincts, right? And the Alter Rebbe says that that's what the Nefesh HaBahamas is. The Nefesh HaBahamas, once again, is an animal. He's an animalistic soul, and therefore he looks out for what's best for himself in order to survive, just like any animal would. And this Nefesh comes from a place which is called Klipa V'Sitra Achra, and we're going to describe exactly what those things are, hopefully later on throughout this month. Via mistabeshes badam, the Alter Rebbe says, and this nefesh is found in the heart. Bidam ha'adam l'chayos haguf, once again symbolically describing how this soul gives life to the body. Ki yachsiv ki nefesh habasar badam. So the Alter Rebbe once again And there's much to learn over here, so it's very important that, you know, once again, we're just doing a lot of introductions here. It's important to delve into these concepts, but what the Al Rebbe is saying over here in Perek Aleph is that the first and most essential soul that we have, the Nefesh Achad Mitzad, the Nefesh of Ahamas, that's the animalistic soul, and that's what tells us to live. So it's interesting that the Al Rebbe starts with that. The reason that he starts with that is because that's the most essential, that's the most physical, that's the one that we feel the most. However, the Alter Rebbe in Perek Beis continues to explain that the other part of the neshama, the other soul that we have, is what is called the Nefesh Elokis, the godly soul. Let's see it inside. The Alter Rebbe says very famous words, V'nefesh Hashemis b'Yisrael hi chelek alokam imal mamish. The second soul, which is in a Jew's neshama, the second part of the neshama, is called a godly soul. And it's a piece of God. And the Alter Rebbe goes on to emphasize that it's not only a piece of God, it's a piece of God mamish. Essentially, we all have a piece of Hashem within us. Like the Pesukim say, Vayipach be'apav nishmas chayim, that Hashem, when He created Adam HaRishon, He blew into him a life source. And the Zohar continues to explain that why does it specifically say that He blows into, and not like the rest of the creation, that the rest of creation was created with Dibor? Because Neficha, because blowing comes from a very, very deep, essential place. Right? And therefore, what we've seen so far is that the Alter Rebbe has described these two parts that compromise our neshama. That's a Nefesh HaBahamis, an animalistic soul, an instinctual soul, something that pushes us towards physicality and is not so interested in anything besides for himself. And then we have this piece of God within us. And this piece of God, once again, is almost magnetic. All it wants to do is be godly. All it wants to do is go back to its source, which is Hashem. Therefore, before starting to speak about Dveikus, it's very, very important to understand what we're compiled of. What are we made up of? So we're made up of two lechora, two very opposite poles. We're made up of this physical side, and we're made up of this godly side, the Nefesh HaBahamis and the Nefesh Elokis. This is going to be very important going forward in understanding Dveikus when we speak about what does it mean to cling towards Hashem. What does it mean to cling to Hashem? It sounds like it's an external search. What we're going to discuss today in Yirtzeh Hashem is how really that external search is really an internal search. So let's take a look just at the psukim that speak about this concept of Dveikus in the Torah in a number of places, but most specifically in Sefer Devarim, this concept of clinging to Hashem, becoming close to Hashem, comes up in Sefer Devarim a lot. Ve'ata Yisrael, take a look in Devarim Perek Dalet. Ve'ata Yisrael shma el achukim ve'el hamishpatim. Listen, Am Yisrael, to my laws and my mishpatim, asher anichim elamed eschem la'asos, leman tichyu. Right? I'm teaching you these laws in order so you can live. What does it mean, in order so you could live? It means that you could live a meaningful life. If you listen to the chukim and mishpatim, you're going to live a meaningful life. Ubasem v'irashtem es ha'aretz, this is going to be part of Yerushas ha'aretz. Asher Hashem Elokei Avosichem nosem lachem. Right? And the next pasuk. Right? Lo tosifo ha'davar asher nechim itzav eschem, lo tsigru memenu lishmor es mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem. So the first thing that we're hearing from these psukim is that shmiras ha-mitzvos is very, very important for our connection with Hashem. Right? And as the psukim end off over here in Pasuk Dalet, ve'atem hadveikim b'Hashem, and those who cling or who become close to Hashem, Elokeichem, your God, chayim kulchem hayom, those who cling towards Hashem, they're going to be living. And now we understand what the first pasuk means when it says leman tichyu, that a person who clings towards Hashem is living a godly life. We're going to try to understand how a person comes to living a godly life. So in these pesukim, it's clear that through shmiras hamitzvos, a person can cling to Hashem. We're going to describe a different avenue today, but in Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next year, we're going to speak about Shemiras HaMitzvos. But this is just as a way of introduction. Yeah, Noah, go ahead. Yes, nachon. Because and the psukim go on to say later on, kihi chachmaschem ubinaschem leinei hagoyim. This is the chachma and the bina that you're going to show to the other nations, right? All of the mitzvos, essentially, as the Baal Shem Tov says, that a mitzvah is really milashon tzavta, which we're going to speak about in Yirtzeh Hashem next year. The concept of the mitzvos being something which tzavta is something that connects, something that glues, so that mitzvos are not only a yoke, but there's something that allow us to connect to Hashem. Okay, so all of this was really in way of introduction, and we're starting to see that there's this concept of clinging towards Hashem. How do we do that? Look at the next pasuk. Es Hashem Elokecha tira oso ta'avod ubo tidbak ubishmo tishaveh. Right, you have to fear Hashem, you have to serve Hashem, you have to cling towards Hashem, and in His name you should swear. What does that mean, that we should cling towards Hashem? So until now, we've described a little bit a way to connect to Hashem through mitzvos. But today, in Yirtzeh Hashem, what we're going to discuss in preparation for Matan Torah, in preparation for Shavuos, is this concept of learning Torah. But before we get there, I want to take, once again, a step back and just try to take an analysis of what we've seen so far. Is that, once again, we are compiled of a Nefesh HaBahamas and a Nefesh HaLokis, an animalistic soul and a godly soul. And that godly soul, as the Alter Rebbe described, is one which is essentially a piece of God. That means we have a piece of God within us. So when we are starting to describe this concept of Dveikus, Dveikus sometimes sounds like, right, what does it mean that I need to cling to something? Generally, what clinging means is that when I'm here and someone is there, so what do I have to do? I have to cling, I have to hold on to them. And very often in our Avodas Hashem, we believe that what we're doing essentially is that we are here and God is there, and what are we doing? We're trying to hold on to Him. We're trying to cling on to something which is external, which is something outside of us, right? Like in any other relationship, a relationship between a friend, between family, how do we create relationships? We speak, we hang out, we do a lot of different things, but it all comes from me to the other person, internally, externally. However, I think after we understand that what the Alter Rebbe said is that every Jew has a chelek eloka mimal mamish, we have this godly soul within us, so we're starting to understand that it's not something which is an external search. Dveikus is not looking to cling to someone else externally. Essentially, what Dveikus is really at in its most core form is internal, is I am looking for the peace, I'm looking to reveal the godliness within me, not which is external to me and I'm searching for. It's an inner search, it's not an outer search. And I think that is a very, very important nekuda that we have to take into consideration going forward. So the famous Gemara in Sota, in a number of places, the Gemara asked this question on these psukim. We speak about this concept of Dveikus with Hashem. And we've spoken about the concept of Tzimtzum, so this Gemara is not going to be so hard for us. We're going to think that we have the Tiras right away. But the Gemara asks, either way, V'amar Rabbi Chia v'Rabbi Chanina, Ma'idech Siva Achri Hashem Elokeichen Tilchu. What does it mean that you should go after Hashem? V'chi Efshar Lola Adam L'Halech Achar Shechina? Could a person really go and stand side by the Shechina? Is that possible? The Halok Far Ne'emar, and doesn't the isn't there another pasuk that says Ki Hashem Elokecha Eish Ochlavi? Hashem is a fire. right? This is this very much connects to what we spoke about last time, is that God is so eternal. God is so great. How can we possibly have tveikus with him? So this question which the Gemara asks, we have a very simple answer to after speaking about Tzimtzum for the last few shiurim, is that Hashem developed himself or contracted himself into a light in which we are able to connect to. And essentially, connecting to the last shiurim that we've been speaking about, that's what we're going to speak about today when we speak about Torah. So let's take a look. What does it mean to learn Torah? What is Torah, right? If we're in yeshiva, we're learning a lot. We're learning all day long, right? Kihim chayinu ve'orech yamenu. Why is Torah so essential? Why is Torah something that we have to be constantly involved in? And how does, through learning, seemingly things that really have no shaychus to things, you know, I can understand, maybe learning Zohar, maybe learning Pnimiyas HaTorah, connect me to Hashem. But how is it possible, by learning the Masechta that the yeshiva is learning, Bava Kama or Arvei Pesachim, these things that seemingly have nothing to do with God, how through learning Torah are we going to attain Tveikus? Okay, that's exactly what we're going to speak about today. So let's take a look at a piece which in Tanya, in Perek Dalet, where the Alter Rebbe describes the concept of Tveikus through Torah. So until now, I just want to make sure that everything is clear. If anyone has any questions, now is the time to ask them. Okay, great. Let's continue then. The Alter Rebbe says in Perek Dalet, after describing the concept of Tzimtzum, which we've seen part of this source already in previous shiurim, the Alter Rebbe describes a concept in the Zohar. The Zohar says that just, you know, lahavdil, in Christianity there seems to be this concept of a trinity. Right? So we're very scared to speak about this. We're very hesitant to use this word. But essentially what the Zohar is describing over here in this piece that we're going to see is some form of a Jewish trinity. And what is that Jewish trinity? The Zohar says, take a look in the source right here. Kmo shekasuv bazohar, like the Zohar says, de oraisa, the Torah, the kuchabrichu, and Hashem, v'Yisrael, and Am Yisrael, kulachad. Essentially, we're all one. Right? The Alter Rebbe doesn't bring the Yisrael part over here because it's not essential to the teaching over here. But the Zohar says that the Torah and Hashem and Am Yisrael are all essentially one piece. What does that mean? Right? Perush, says the Alter Rebbe, the Oraisa, Ichachmaso, Viritzono Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that the Torah is essentially the thought and the essence and the Chachma of Hashem and the yearning and the want of Hashem. And Hashem is essentially all one. The after Hakadosh Baruch Hu nikra ein sofik duasoim chikar leis machshavat v'sabei. And even though that we know we can't really grasp Hashem, right? We can't really grasp the greatness of Hashem. Al ze amru, says the Alter Rebbe, because of this, Chachamim explain. And this is the source that we quoted when speaking about Tzimtzum. And we said that in any place in which you find Hashem's greatness, you will find Hashem's anava. It means that Hashem is able to translate his great light into a world, into a concept that we can grasp, into that zip file that we spoke about. So what's the example that the Alter Rebbe gives for how Hashem translates his great light into this world? The Alter Rebbe says, "Vitzimtzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ritzono v'chachmaso." Hashem took his desires and all of his chachma and all of his knowledge, B'taryag mitzvos HaTorah and the 613 mitzvos, u'behilchosein and all of the halachos, u'vitzivufei osios Tanakh and all of the different words and letters of Tanakh, v'drashosein shebagados and all of the agadatot, v'jashei chachmenu, b'chdei shekol ha'neshama or ruach v'nefesh shebaguf ha'adam, tuchal la'asigan. That was the way, essentially, that Hashem gave us the key to connect to Him. How do we connect to Him? We connect to Him through the Torah. How does a person connect to Hashem through connecting to the Torah? Because Hashem is the Torah. Hashem is the Torah. That is Hashem translated into what humans can understand. And that's what the Zohar is saying, that Oraisa v'kuchavrihu, that the Torah and Hashem are essentially all one. It's the language of God that we can understand in our world. Now, what does it mean? What's the third part of this Trinity? Oraisa, the Torah, Kuchabrichu Hashem, V'Yisrael Kulachat, and the Jewish people. What does it mean that the Jewish people are part of this Trinity? What does it mean? So I believe the simple understanding of what this means is exactly what we said in Perek Beis and Tanya, is that every single Jew is created with a nefesh elokis, a chelek elokam imam mamish. We all have a piece of God within us. So what does that mean, that we all have a piece of God within us? It means that we all are connected to the Torah, because the Torah is Hashem. I think that could give us a shot also, that we know that by Shalom Zachor, when there's a baby born, so everyone gets together and they sit and they learn and they sing songs, but there's Minhage Avelus, right? There's they eat chickpeas. One of the explanations is because the Jew while he's in the womb, the baby while he's in the womb, he learns all of the Torah, and then he forgets it. So now we're sad that he forgot the Torah. What does it mean that he learned all of the Torah? What, he's like learning, he has Sfarim like in the womb. What does that mean? I think essentially this teaching of the Alter Rebbe can explain that. It doesn't mean that he's learning the Torah. It means that his neshama is essentially connected to its source. The Nefesh Elokis in its purest form essentially is an expression of Torah. So that's what this means, is that Oraisa v'kuchabrichu v'Yisrael kulachat, Hashem, the Torah, and Am Yisrael, they're really all one. And therefore, so this is step one, or the first way to connect to Hashem, says the Alter Rebbe, is through learning Torah. Because what happens when a person is learning Torah? He's not only learning about Hashem, but he's learning about himself. And by learning about himself, by learning about oneself, so then I have a deeper understanding of Hashem. That's Dveikus. Dveikus through learning Torah is when I understand this concept, this concept which doesn't seem so godly and so lofty, essentially what I'm doing right then is connecting to Ratzon Hashem. The Alter Rebbe says it very clearly later, right? In Parakeh, the Alter Rebbe says a very dry example, Lechora, is a beautiful example of this Dveikus attained through learning Torah. Hine halacha zu in Parakeh, hine halacha zu v'chachmaso v'ritzono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shel v'ritzono. So kibyachol Hashem, when he was creating the Torah, which was an expression of himself, so he was thinking, Kshiyiton Ruvain kach v'kach. So Ruvain is going to taina like this. V'shimon kach v'kach al derech mashal. So Ruvain and Shimon are fighting out in Baba Kama, Baba Metzi, wherever you are. And they're fighting about a cow or a shor or a boar, whatever it is. They're fighting about some damages. V'kach yapsak v'neim kach v'kach. And the psak is going to end up being like Beis Hillel, like Beis Shammai. So the Alter Rebbe says, "V'afim lo haya v'lo yad davar hazel le'olam levo le'mishpat al tainus v'tfius elu." And even if these cases never happened and they never will happen, Mikol Makom. Nevertheless, Machar Shikachala Birtsona Vachmasa Shalakarish Baruch Hu Kach Harek Shadam Yodeu Masik Bisichlo Psak Zehalacha. So when a person knows the halacha of Reuven versus Shimon, what is he essentially doing? Essentially, what he's doing is masig v'tofes u'makiv b'sichlo ritzona v'chachmasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that moment, I'm grasping onto Hashem. I'm grasping onto His ratzon and His chachma. So at that moment, when I understand and when I learn something, which once again doesn't seem so lofty, that is a way to attain dveikus through learning Torah. Because once again, Hashem is too much for us. But Hashem, says the Alter Rebbe, translated Himself, constricted Himself into a version which we can understand, which is the Torah. And therefore, through learning Torah, even Reuven and Shimon, and even in Halacha, something that'll never end up happening, like a Ben Soro Morer, like the Gemara says, that maybe never will happen. But that's what it means, that a person can connect to Hashem through learning Torah, because he's learning about himself. He's learning about that piece of the Nefesh Elokis, which is within. And once again, I want to emphasize this concept again. Dveikus is not an external search. It's an internal search. I'm looking for what is within me. Torah is within me. That's who I am. That's what it means. Ki heim chayenu. Because the entire purpose of a person, and this connects to the question that we asked in the beginning of this year, is what does dveikus have anything to do with creating a dira b'tachton? What is clinging towards Hashem have anything to do with creating this physical dwelling place for God? Well, essentially, what we've learned is that they are the same thing. Through clinging to Hashem, through clinging to myself, through revealing that godliness through the Torah, what I am essentially doing is making the world a more godly, a more revealed godly place. That's essentially all of the avoda of a Jew. The Alter Rebbe goes on to explain in a different place in Perek Mem Zayin, Mamish, an unbelievable sentence. I just saw this and I remember this piece and I said, I Mamish had to bring it. Take a look just for a second. Aval anachnu Yerusha in Perek Mem Zayin in Tanya. Aval anachnu Yerusha umatana hi lanu shenasan lanu Torah. So, matan Torah that we're about to receive by Shavuos, that Hashem gave us this Yerusha, this inheritance. V'hilvish bo ritzono v'chachmo so yisbarach. And He took His chachma and His ratzon and His thought and his wants and put it within it. Hamyuchadi b'mahuso v'atzmuso, which is Hashem's essence. B'tachlis hayichud. V'harezek ki'ilu. Look at this sentence. V'harezek ki'ilu nasan lanu es atzmo kivyachol. Hashem gave us Himself on a plate. He said, "This is me. This is me." Very often in our Avodas Hashem, in our search, in our quest for authenticity, in our search for Hashem, we're looking for something very fancy and very high and very spiritual and very sort of esoteric and out there. But Hashem says, look, the Torah is me. Baba Metzia is me. Tanakh is me. This is who I am. And if we can understand this in a psychological perspective for a second, and I think this will just deepen our understanding, is that if I were to ask you, what's a good way to create a relationship with someone? What's a good way to make a friend? Or let's say you know someone and you learned about someone and you want to become friendly with them. You want to become close to them. So what's the right way to become close to them? I think the first way is to learn what's important to them. Right? Let's take an example. Albert Einstein. Right? If you wanted to become close to Albert Einstein, what would you do? You'd learn his theory about physics. Right? You'd learn EM equals C squared, whatever it is. Because that's who essentially he is. You would find out what's important to him. and you would find out what matters to him, and that's the way that you would cling to him. So Kivyachol, Hashem is telling us, this is what matters to me. This is who I am. It's here on a plate. Kach, enjoy it. This is the purpose. So just to do Chazara and see one last makor, and then we'll finish up. We spoke about this concept of Dveikus, and we spoke about it dafka, and we framed it in such a way which it's not a quest which is external, but it's a quest which is internal. And we understood that it's internal because essentially, as the Alter Rebbe has described in Perek Beis and Tanya, that every single Jew has a piece of God within them. And therefore, I am godly. And the search for Hashem is internal and not external. We also spoke about the concept in the Zohar that Am Yisrael, the Torah, and Hashem are essentially one, this Jewish trinity. And we spoke about the concept that essentially when I'm learning Torah, I'm not only learning about Hashem. I'm learning about Hashem and I'm learning about myself. And we explained that that's why the baby learns the Torah in the womb, because that's who he is. That's essentially who he is. And we described that this is one of the many ways to cling and to search for Hashem, to become more in touch with yourself and in touch with the Ribbono Shel Olam, is through the Matana and the Yerusha that he gave us. He gave us himself through Tzimtzum. He said, this is who I am. The Halacha, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, every single din in Shulchan Aruch, this is Hashem. I just end off with I think trying to connect worlds. So there's a famous joke about Chassidim and Misnagdim, and what the difference between Chassidim and Misnagdim are. And so the famous statement goes is that you say, what's the difference between Chassidim and Misnagdim? So the Chassid says, the Misnagid essentially, who am I serving? I'm serving Hashem. Who does the Misnagid serve? The Misnagid is serving the Shulchan Aruch. Yafe. Nice joke. But essentially, from this, what we've understood is the Shulchan Aruch is Hashem. And the only difference between the Chassid and the Misnagid Kivyachol is the intellectual being aware of that, is understanding that in every single halacha, Hashem is there. And that's a search in of itself. And that we can't disconnect the two things. We can't say that machshava is one thing and halacha is another thing. These systems are very, very deeply connected. And Yirtzeh Hashem, over the next few weeks, we're going to speak about other ways in connecting to Dveikus. Right? Today we spoke about dafka one aspect. And that aspect was through learning Torah. There's a beautiful Moari Naim. I'll send you guys in the course that you could take a look at. Moari Naim beautifully explains this concept, very close to what the Alter Rebbe says. Mirtz Hashem, next week I think we're going to speak about Avodas Hamidos and Tefillah, and finally we'll speak about Mitzvos, what the role of Mitzvos in Dveikus is. But I thought this was a good way to start off our search for Dveikus, because for sure for the Alter Rebbe this is essentially one of the highest ways of attaining Dveikus through learning Torah. And as a hachana for Shavuos and Yirtzeh Hashem, we should be mekabel the Torah b'simcha, b'shleimus, and to realize that it's not something external. We're not learning something that is external to us, but essentially we're learning something which is very internal to us, and it's our essence. It's who we are. So l'chaim, we'll meet next week in Yirtzeh Hashem. Yisher koach.